Concordia hopes to admit pharmacy students beginning in the fall of 2009 and take in about 50 to 75 students each year. University President Patrick Ferry says he expects no trouble filling those classes.
There is certainly a significant demand for practicing pharmacists in our state and across our region. That fact, coupled with the fact that there's really only one school in the state of Wisconsin, and that's University of Wisconsin, that trains pharmacists is also part of our impetus.
Ferry says the UW-Madison graduates about 130 pharmacists each year, but he says the high demand for the major means the UW turns away several qualified students for each one it admits. The federal government says the demand for pharmacists is expected to be higher than average for at least the next 7 years. That's due largely to an aging population that needs more medication. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the most rapid job growth among pharmacists will be for those providing services to nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and home care. Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.